and stand by for another exciting edition of The Lunch Special.
I need a woman I can trust. Honey, it don't matter if she gets old. It don't matter if on certain days she's feeling cold. All I want is the best for us. I just need a woman I can trust. I need a woman I can trust. I need a woman I can trust. Darling, I just need a woman I can trust. Honey, I don't mind who you keep as friends, just as long as they reflect your good intentions. And if your bank account is in a bully or just flat bust, I don't care, all I need's a woman I can trust. I need a woman I can trust. Riding around in my car or my bus, need a woman I can trust. I need a woman I can trust. Darling, I just need a woman I can trust. Trust me. Has to be earned. At least where I come from, that's the way I learned. Now that I'm all grown up, I know it's something that you give away and don't expect a thing in return. I need me a woman I can trust. I need a woman I can trust.
Child and a bird. grown up way too fast. In the end, my silly sewer child might hide me from my past. Wish I had a dollar for every time I have. I try to buy more time for everything, because time changes everything. And everything changes in time.
Back. Oh yeah, well she whips me in line.
me speak my mind. And she speaks back so sweetly. She speaks back so sweetly. Park and do nothing. Come on, stop it, man. You know we can't, even if we can. Girl, the wallpaper. Girl, the wallpaper. Children can come and live in my one room in the mission. We'll drink them burritos and eat them flowers. When we all take showers, we will curl the wallpaper. Drinking flowers again, just thinking. Drinking flowers again, just thinking.
We got it.
I like that too. It's a good one. It's all jazzy.
Pick one, James.
Crazy love, I don't want it to last forever. Don't give me no Wednesday nights, Mrs. Wright. You turn me on till the morning light, only to wake up early the next morning. Well, are both of us still lonely and yearning? I need something more than this. Not a pat on the ass and a good morning kiss. I've had all the 2 months and 3 months and 6 months in between. Them 2 and 5 year ones really sting. Need something or someone gonna make my heart sing. What I want is, what I really want is, crazy love, I don't want to last forever. Full blown that crazy love, I don't want to last forever. Full blown that crazy love, I don't want to last forever. Full blown that crazy love, I don't want to last forever. I've been down this road so many times. Had to pick myself up. What I need is some love from your loving cup. To have it, really want it. What I want is, what I really want is, full blown that crazy love, and I want to last forever. Full blown that crazy love, and I want to last forever. Full blown that crazy love, and I want to last forever. Full-blown that crazy love, I don't want to last forever. I've been down this road so many times, I had to pick myself up. What I need is some love from your loving cup. I need it, got to have it, really want it.
pick myself out. But I need some love from your loving cup. I need it, got to have it, really want it.
And on non-commercial radio, ladies and gentlemen, you can do that. You can play 25 minutes of nonstop music and nobody comes in and arrests you. Welcome to another edition of the Lunch Special, the show dedicated to the musical attributes of mostly Stanford professors, lecturers, or former folks that have been at Stanford. And today, for a return trip, Mr. George Cattermole from out the San Gregorio store, former Stanford lecturer for 26 years here on campus, actually, from your time as a student to when you were a lecturer, too. Right, George?
Well, probably longer than that, yeah.
There you go. And now you're just trying to make trouble around here. And we'll get to that in the next hour. But you brought one of your musicians because you're, the San Gregorio store is dedicated to having live string music, wooden music, every Saturday and Sunday. Two shifts a day, and you, last month you brought on a fine young player that has been around, another man named George
Kinchlow.
That's right. And today you brought in who was that we just heard from, George?
Lane Murchison, singer songwriter, incredible singer songwriter. He's it's hard to find fresh rock and roll. If you know what I mean. I mean, most of it's been done. Mm-hmm. And but every song this guy writes is, it's rock and roll, or you might say some of it's a bit countryish, but it's original and it's fresh and it's brilliant.
And, great. He's been playing at your store how long?
Oh, my gosh.
Years, huh?
Years and years and years.
Oh,
he's
great.
He's played when we used to have benefits for Greenpeace and then various environmental groups out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Music festival, San Gregorio Music Festival. He played there. Didn't just play; he worked.
Wow!
Brought the ice. I remember one year.
Wow!
You know, keep the beer cold.
What was that but, we no. heard though? We just heard five in a row from his from one of his CDs. This guy's recorded all over the place too.
Yeah.
Why don't we back announce that set? That last song there. What was that last song? It's number seven on your list.
Was full blown mad crazy love. Pretty sure that was that was recorded at the store. But we've got some music here today that he recorded in back in where was it? Wherever Elvis Presley recorded.
At Sun Studios in Memphis.
And
well, was all the stuff that you had on that list that we just played from, was that all stuff on one record or was that kind of a compilation?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, let's see.
Talking to George Cattermole.
Two different albums.
Okay. Well, we got a real surprise for the folks. Usually, we're just playing music, recorded music by artists, and talking about it. And today, Lane Murchison is in the studio.
Yeah.
And he's got his guitar, and he's ready to go. You ready to go, Lane?
I'm ready.
Okay, you're going to hear the young man that you just heard on his recorded from his records. You're going to hear him live in the studio right now, KZSU Stanford. Only here, folks. Only here. Check it out. Lane, introducing Lane Murchison to KZSU listeners.
Howdy.
Rock flew across the road. I would flew into my car. Hit me on the arm. Showed me the possibility it was meant for me. That rock
affected my arm. Oh, it sent me to the healing place where everything was warm. The healing hurts everyone. Stop the healing and the world be done. All the healing hurts everyone. Well, the wound healed over, the scab went in the trash. Then on to the local dump with all that biodegradable junk, except for that styrofoam. All the healing hurts everyone. Stop the healing and the world be done. All the healing hurts everyone. Maybe dying is healing. Maybe worrying about dying is healing. Maybe we're all just here. Maybe we're all just here. Pain just keeps moving on to the next wound, at least until it all goes dark. All the healing hurts everyone. Stop the healing and the world be done. All the healing hurts everyone.
All right, here we go. Thank you guys very much for having me here. It's a beautiful day. It was a nice drive. Hope you all enjoy this one.
Out of the Golden Gate, into the street, all day with all your might. After the fall of the late day sun came the early evening light. Then I heard you, you heard me, the sweetest one I ever knew, the sweetest one I never could do right, the sweetest sound I ever heard, the sweetest one I never will do right. Used to kick cans, ride the dog town, skate the trailer with my drums on the bike, swimming in the switchblade, zip all cigarettes, baseball bats and gang fights. Then I heard you, you found me. You're the sweetest one I ever knew, the sweetest one I never could do right, the sweetest sound I ever heard, the sweetest one I never will do right. Used to
tonight. The story is the same for everyone. Story is the same for everyone. Story is the same for everyone. All the points not getting it right. I hear you. Do you hear me? You're the sweetest one I ever knew. The sweetest one I never could do right. The sweetest sound I ever heard. The sweetest one I never will do right. You're the sweetest song I ever knew. Sweetest one I never will do right. You're the sweetest sound I ever heard. The sweetest one I never will do right.
Hit a little clam there.
That's okay. No clamming.
You're listening to Lane Murchison here on KZSU's Lunch Special. And Lane, why don't you step to your right over to that microphone and let's have a little conversation and find out all about you.
Okay.
You're here at the behest of George Cattermole, the owner of the San Gregorio store. Yeah, just go ahead and pull that down to you.
Great.
And Lane, why don't you briefly introduce yourself? Who are you? Where you come from?
I live in San Francisco. I'll get closer here, folks. Putting on the cans, as they say. I live in San Francisco, and I've been lived in San Francisco for many years. I'm a songwriter, and I play gigs, and I teach music.
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from the LBC Long Beach, where a lot of the hip hoppers and rappers come from, which is kind of cool, I think.
How long have you been in the Bay Area?
Over 20 years now. 20 oh. years, yeah. So I came here when I was a young kid.
And you've been doing this for 20 years?
Yeah, probably. I've been doing it at George's store for at least 11 years, I think. Maybe almost 12.
Do you make your living playing music?
I certainly do. Yes, I do.
Now, George mentioned that you had a store. You have a school.
Yeah, about 6 years ago, I founded a music school with a friend, and it's called Bird, like your name.
Wow.
Except for it's B-I-R-D.
And, just Bird. That's the name of the school,
it's
Bird?
It's called Bird School of Music, yeah.
Why? Why did you name it Bird?
I was listening to NPR radio, and they were talking about, I'm not sure if I have the word right, but some symposium on bird song and bird calls and animal calls. And scientists were trying to basically make the case that all of our language and all of our song is completely lifted from the animals, which makes perfect sense because we're animals ourselves, right? But it just kind of resonated with me. You know, it just resonated with me. And, 2 years later, I named the school that based on something that I heard on NPR radio, you know, that I just was the idea that, you know, probably every melody or anything that we could come up with, any songwriter or musician or artist, an animal is already doing it, you know, somewhere. And that's all you're doing. You're probably hearing them do it and then, you know, just copying it.
So at this school in the city.
Yeah.
Well, how many students you got?
About 150 a week right now.
And is it just you or you have other teachers?
No, I think we probably have pretty much a part-time staff because, you know, you have people that work, you know, we work with the school children a lot. So, you know, they get out of school
after
at 3 o'clock,
school,
and
right,
so up to
right.
about 7:30. So there's about 11 employees now that teach various instruments. And we do a lot of group instruction as well, but we teach, you know, bass, drums, guitar, piano, sax, trumpet, ukulele. I've been really teaching a lot of ukulele myself and loving that, you know.
Wow.
And guitar. I think I got that one. And something else, you know, voice too.
It's pretty amazing because school curriculum across the whole United States has virtually cut out most music.
Yeah.
You know?
We have.
Especially in California here too, right? So the kids aren't getting the kind of instruction they used to get in music in school anymore.
No, it's
they used to get instruments,
changed.
And there used to be band, and I don't think there's a lot of that going on. Maybe in some of the more affluent communities there might be, but so you're serving a real need. That's probably why you got so many students. Are you surprised at the number of students you got?
No, I think I'm not surprised. I feel like we have. We offer a good service. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think that we care a lot about what we do, and I think mm-hmm. if you have that,
That's probably the main thing I could say, the reason why the school's successful is that the people that work there really care about it, and they care about what they're doing. They care about the arts, and they care about music. And so that goes a long way. You know, I mean, I think that it draws people into us, you know, students toward the school. You know, just that alone goes a long way for any business, I would think. If you love it, it seems to work out. You know?
I know you mentioned where it was. Where is it again?
We're on Polk Street in the city between Jackson and Pacific. So we're right in kind of the Russian Hill district.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow. That is an interesting part of town. George, you have anything to add to this?
Well, yeah, I'd like to say I went to, I guess, a concert or a show that Lane put on with a bunch of his students. It was in a garage in North Beach, big garage, and they cleared it out and set up a bunch of chairs. But, gosh, I think the kids playing were probably 6 to 12, something like that, and they'd sorted themselves out into bands. There were a couple duos, a couple single acts. But playing mainly, you know, just raw rock and roll that Lane had corrupted them with. And what was evident in the room, there were a lot of, you know, parents just glowing and proud and so on, but it was the love of the kids for the master here is what really impressed me.
What do you have shows like that on a regular basis, Lane?
About once every 8 weeks we put on a concert, yeah.
Kind of like usually, the end of the school quarter.
Yeah, we usually pick a theme. Right now, we're about to teach the kids everything there is to know about the Rolling Stones. We're pretty excited about that.
Not everything.
Well, not everything, yeah. Only the good parts, the musical parts, yeah. But we generally try to pick a theme, and we try to also, you know, you mentioned that I had recorded at Sun Studio in Memphis. That kind of my dream was born of working with the kids and teaching them. I did all this research on the history of rock and roll and hired a historian to speak to the kids as well. And I made some calls to Sun Studio, and I got really fired up about the whole South thing. And so I kind of was like, wow, I'd really like to go record there someday. But really the kids afforded me that dream, you know, from teaching them about the history of rock and roll, about, you know, Elvis and, you know, basically the Million Dollar Quartet, who and just teaching them about that, I became very inspired with the South, you know, and with that, particularly with Sun Studios. And so from there, it you know, it's pretty cool what we do. You know, I was able to go live out that dream in my own way as an artist, but I would have never been afforded that had I not had the opportunity to teach kids about it first. Teaching is learning.
Lane Murchison, we got to get some more music out of you while here.
Sure.
You're on a short schedule. You're here till the top of the hour, so we're going to squeeze you for all you're worth. Come back on this mic here, and ladies and gentlemen, check out Lane Murchison right here in KZSU Studio Live.
Thank you. Oh, you got it. I'm going to switch these cans out. Sorry. I'm back. This song I wrote for a friend. Here we go. Talk to me, talk to your mothers too. Sisters, friends, and love supporters. Take it to the streets for the new world order. Our brothers, sisters, friends, and love supporters. Take it to the streets for the new world order. Love is love. Stomp your feet. Stomp your feet. Stomp them right down the street. Tell everyone you meet your old ideas, they're dying, trying harder. Love goes harder and harder and harder.
sisters, friends, love, supporters. Take it to the streets for the new world order. Brothers, sisters, friends, love, supporters. Take it to the streets for the new world order. Love is love. Stomp your feet. Love is love. Stomp your feet. There's a war going on, lots of crosses to bear. Oh, love is in the air, love is in the air. There's a war going on, take it out here and there. Oh, love is in the air, love is in the air. Love is in the air, love is in the air. Love is in the, ooh, yeah. Brothers, sisters, friends, love, supporters. Take it to the streets for the new world order. Brothers, sisters, friends, love, supporters. Take it to the streets for the new world order. Love is love. Stomp your feet. Love is love. Stomp your feet. Love is love. Stomp your feet. Love is love. Stomp your feet.
Tell them who you are and play another one.
Oh, thanks. I'm Lane. I'm from San Francisco. I'm a little loose today because I've been traveling a little bit, but I'm lucky to be here. Thank you very much. I guess I'm going to play another one. This one gets requested a lot when I play down at George's store, so I'll play this one. It's an old one. I used to have this 1971 Plymouth Satellite, and it was a cool car, so I wrote a song about it.
Gas gauge runs full. I've had some problems in the past, like a leaky fuel pump. I'm always running out of gas. On my right front tire is bald, and the steel is showing through. I ain't got a care, 'cause I'm riding next to you. Oh, you please don't mind the issues on my radio tuner dial, 'cause it still works cool, and that boss tune will make you smile. And if we break down, I'll hold your hand till the tow man picks us up. I'll pick wild freeway flowers, ooh, just for you. I'll pick wild freeway flowers just for you. You call trash in my backseat has a purpose, and that water's at your feet, 'cause my heater car is worthless. Please don't mind my St. Christopher bobblehead, 'cause it reminds me of the traveling that I did. And if we break down, I will hold your hand till the tow man picks us up. I pick wild freeway flowers, ooh, just for you. I'll pick wild freeway flowers just for you. I'll pick wild freeway flowers, all just for you. And if you like
magic trunk, a fur blanket, all a little pick-me-up, a picnic basket just for two. I'd gladly climb that shoulder for some mustard or four-leaf clover, a big bright bouquet just for you. Cause you're my wild freeway flower, and I love you. You're my wild freeway flower, and I do.
Good job, dude. Hey, we only got 10 more minutes, man.
You want to just keep rolling it?
I think you need to keep going.
All right, okay.
You feel like you're at the store.
All right, we're at the store. Okay, let's see here. If I had a capo, I'd be really...
That's just listening in the world.
Wow, hey, world.
I wish you want to throw some shout-outs, you know. You got China.
Wow, China, Europe.
Czechoslovakia is listening.
A lot of USA's listening out there, too.
Yeah, a whole bunch of USA.
Hello, USA. I hope you're all nice people. You look nice on a map. That's
well,
cool.
You keep playing and you'll make them nice.
How about we make... How I'll make you a deal. If one of you guys runs to the front of my guitar cases and grabs me a capo, I'll play another one. I'm lazy. I just enlisted these guys as roadies now. that's not... no, it's a metal contraption.
Bird control device.
That's funny. Yeah, it looks like a birth control device. It's like a humidifier thing that you put in when you travel.
It looks like a marital aid.
Yes, you put it in there when you travel. Put your marital aid in when you travel. No, it's... oh, here we go. Don't kill yourself or I'll write a song for you.
When Jim comes and knocking, wants to borrow your ladder. Needs a rope, don't think it don't matter. Can't keep himself from him, a suicide gym. If he shows up on your job with a 10-ounce frame and hammer, don't make a joke, cause he might be feeling sensitive, a suicide gym. And some may say it was all the little things that got to him. When Jim's digging ditches, best to get out the way. You might be helping him dig his own grave today, on a bad day anyway. And some may say it was all the roofing supplies that we made him carry that day. Here comes Jim. And every other one like him. The gym I ever met was annoying, alcoholic musician or a grown-up little boy like him. Not suicide Jim, the one that smashed the telephone in. And some may say it was over a woman, but the county coroner said it was all up to Jim.
Thanks, guys.
Can we squeeze one more out of you?
You certainly can. You certainly can.
One more. We got time for one more. Lane Murchison.
Man. Shall I do my small business song, George? Did you already play that?
No,
we didn't play
okay.
it. That's all about us.
All right. So this is on a record called Small Business. Nothing like you. My eyes are blue and yours are brown, and that's nothing like you. In many ways I'm a lot like you. Oh, I'm a small business too. I'm a small fry just like you. Yeah, the things you do leave your mark on the world, just like others left a mark before you. I hope to God your aim and my mark is true. Otherwise it ain't worth the time it takes to do. Anyway, it's all still small business too. I'm the product of everything I see and I do. I'm a small-time businessman like you. Big bad business, he went down today. Didn't have nothing without riding on the backs of you and me. I prayed when he went and gone that it didn't take you. You and me, we got better things to do than worry about who's taking down who. Anyway, it's all still small business too. Hey, I'm the product of everything I see and I do. I'm a small-time businessman like you. Like you, want the same things out of life as you do. Hope to God, Allah, Buddha, I get them. If I don't, you and me, we won't sweat them. Ooh, it's all small business too. I'm a small-time businessman, and so are you, and a woman too. I'm the product of everything I see and I do. I'm a small-time businessman like you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lane Murchison. You did a good, man. You're killing us, man. You're knocking us dead. Now, what? When do you play at the San Gregorio store? What's the dates on that every month?
I play the second. I play the second Sunday of every month, except for this Sunday. I got a this coming second Sunday. I'm going to be in Boston doing a private gig.
So. Boston.
Yeah.
You better leave today then. No. You're flying to Boston, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to fly to Boston next weekend.
It's a private party?
Weekend. Yeah.
Now, it's your school. It's the Bird School, right?
Yeah.
The Bird School of Music, I guess it would be called?
Yeah.
It's your school in the city. Those performances you do every 8 weeks, are they open to the public?
They can be if you get on our mailing list, but they're not something we really publicize so much. So if you're familiar with the school and you're on the mailing list, then...
Is there a website for the school?
Yeah, there is. It's bird-sf.com.
Bird-sf.com.
Yeah.
Okay, Lane, we want to just thank you so much for coming down and playing for us.
It's a real pleasure. It's wonderful to play a little bit. I've been pretty busy, and so it's nice to be asked to come down and perform. I appreciate being here.
Thank you. We're gonna take it out with one of your recorded songs. And if folks want to get a hold of you personally, do they do it through the school, or do you have a separate website?
They can get me at lanesmusic.com. It's lanesmusic.com. lanesmusic.com.
Thanks once again, and do stay in touch, huh?
Thank you very much.
All right.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
No more bedtime books are read. No more white lines or street signs. World record balls are twined. On the day that the words went away, well, nobody said anything anymore. They all just stood around and stared at the floor. Even that didn't make any sense anywhere. So they turned to the air for some hope and a prayer. For there was no hope, no more gods anywhere. It all disappeared just as fast as it came. There wasn't a word to define or make blame. On the day the words went away, the day the words went away. And then all them lovers turned towards each other, but without any words there were no more lovers. All the phrases that were spoken by the greats, there wasn't any history or any old days. Well, maybe it's time for a new language, cause the one we got's filled with thousands of years of anguish. Death and pain and control and fear, that's what we got over here, over there and everywhere. Maybe it's time we all just look each other in the eye. We'll say no words, we'll all have a good cry, cause what we do don't make much sense. And by the way, speaking of that president and his government too. Went away.